show. That's not my show.
What's up over there? This is Luando from Active FM. This is my show, but not my show, with my man Musa. And we are together, you know. We have an interesting topic that we're going to be talking about, similar to the one that we had last week. I'm Luando. We both from South Africa. Obviously, we don't stay like in one place. I stay in the place where, you know, called South Hills. It's in Johannesburg. It falls under Johannesburg in South Africa. As I always say, you know, I love of sport. I love, you know, creatures, nature. I love, you know, rockets. I love space. You know, that's why I love rockets, because rockets, they take you to the space. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love cars. I love anything that has to do with speed. And there's just something that I don't love, but I love. It's like saying this is my show, but not my show. Something I love, but I don't love. The height, yo, I'm telling you. Take me to the, like, once went to one building with my sisters. It was my birthday. It's called Carlton Center building. So it actually gives you the whole view of Johannesburg. And there we are on top, and we can see down. I didn't even want to come close, because I don't like height. I really don't like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just one thing I want to overcome.
Hi there. Welcome to Not My Show. I hope you get blessed, and I hope you listen and have a fabulous time, I guess. I'm going to hand over to Luando, but before I hand over, I'm Musa the Blues Man, and I'm from Johannesburg, and thank you for tuning into the show, and Luando will say more.
Active FM. Active FM.
Active FM. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Last week we spoke about what is your favorite miracle that Jesus Christ did. You know, and we also spotted out the South African man's favorite miracle, turning water into wine. I think it's just the main thing in the whole world. So this week we're actually looking at what is your favorite parable that Jesus ever gave to the crowds, to his disciples. What is your favorite parables, you know? And Musa will be giving his, I will be giving mine. And very interesting, what I love about these things, you know, they teach us so much. So, like, if you look at the first parable, it's a parable of my favorite. So this is my favorite. I love the parable of the sower, where it's kind of famous, you know, where Jesus Christ speaks of a man. And this man, he's a sower, he has seeds, so he goes to the field to plant. So some of these, you know, seeds, they fall on this ground, you know what I'm saying? And when they fall on the ground, the birds, they come take away the seed, and some of them, they fall on the rocky ground. So that means on top there's this, you know, soil, but underneath it there's a rock. So they start, you know, growing, and you can see the plants, but when now the seeds actually, you know, get to the rock, that means the roots cannot go deeper, the seeds now dies. And you also have the seeds that falls into the thorny ground, and where now these seeds get choked by the thorns. But you also have like these seeds that fall on the good soil. And remember that these are different grounds: your rocky ground, your thorny ground, and then your good soil. They all represent the heart. You know what I'm saying? That the word of God, it speaks to many people, but you know, not all hearts receives, you know, this seed, the word of God. Why? Because of different hearts that we have as people. And the question is, which heart, you know, as a person do you have? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes as people, we very different. There are people, you in a bus, and they can just say whatever. They can just say whatever. I mean, you can see when you preach to people, it's like, hey, how are you? Yeah, you know, there's this man called Jesus, he died for you on the cross. And other people, they will appreciate. I want to know more about this person telling me about. Other people, like, you know, this is actually the list of my problems. And some, they start swearing at you, some, they stab you, some, they pour you with wine, whatever. Why? Because of different hearts. You know what I'm saying? And what happens is that, what we learn about is that, but if your heart is not a heart that chokes the word of God, that just destroys, that says, you know, I don't want you in my life, and but your heart is a good heart, not a rocky heart. Because sometimes, you know, we receive the word of God, like, try this thing, go to church 2 weeks, and like, you know, stop, this thing doesn't work for me, the world is more nicer. And what happens is that you just sort of change for a moment, the next thing you just give up on Jesus. But if you are someone who has a good heart for the word of God, what happens is that you will actually see God do so many amazing things in your life. God moving and God blessing you, you know, God actually changing your life, God becoming your everything, and changing even your people in your family, changing your family, bringing unity in your marriage, bringing, you know, your children into right track, and bringing, as I said, unity into your family, you know what I'm saying, and really giving you as a family, you know, big dreams, start working as a team. So there are many things that God can actually do. You know what I'm saying? So that's the good thing I learned about that. Most important thing is that we go to heaven. You know what I'm saying? And then you have now this parable. This one, to be honest, moves my heart. This is the best parable and it moves my heart. And it speaks about a merchant. So this guy, he owns many things, he has many things, businesses and all that, but one day he actually visited a land, and when he visited the land, he found this land, it was the land of pearls, and what he decided, this land meant so much to him, it was so much of value that he went back and he sold everything he had and he took that money to buy this land. But guess what, I've never seen it in that way. I always thought that, you know, it's actually referring to us to say, you know, when you find Jesus, you give up everything for Jesus. But it's actually the other way to say, you know, Jesus is actually that merchant. You know, as he came to earth, as he wandered, you know, with his eyes, he looked down on earth and he saw the people, you know what I'm saying? And he saw us in his mind, stuff like that. And Jesus Christ actually decided that, you know, I'm gonna give up everything. I would give up my life. Why? Because he found this special, important thing, great thing, which is me and you, to a point that God decided to give up everything just to have us. That God sold everything just to have us. You know what I'm saying? And that's the kind of love that God has for us. That's actually the value that we are to him. And I would actually link this with something that moved me, that, you know, when you, let's say you love a phone, maybe your latest phone, iPhone or your Samsung or your Huawei, whatever it is, you know, your best phone that you like, and it just came out. And what happens is that when you want your phone, you wanna pay an amount that is the value of the phone. It's the same thing, you know, when Jesus died for us, Jesus paid for our lives, he paid for our souls, so that we can be saved from sin, from Satan, from the boundaries of Satan, from chains. You know what I'm saying? But Christ didn't buy us, you know, with money. Christ didn't buy us, you know, with apartments. Christ didn't buy us with rivers, with trees, or with clothes, or do trading, you know, with food. But Christ decided that, you know, he's gonna pay for us with his life, with his blood, with his bread, with his relationship with God, you know, with his existence. Why? Because to him, we are much more of value than food. We are much more of value than eating, than money, than, you know, apartments, than land and anything else. You know what I'm saying? That's how much Jesus actually loves. So that's why I love this parable. And I'll give you now, this is the last one. It's more about patience. It's very deeper because it's something that can summarize the Bible. And what happens is, here you have this land owner, and in the morning around 9, very in the morning, he goes to the marketplace. Interesting. He goes to the marketplace and he shows people, you know people will wait by the marketplace to be hired for that day, for, you know, these people who own land and all that to come around and hire them. So he goes there around, he sees people, he hires them, and then he brings them to the field. And then he agrees with them that I'm gonna pay you this amount. You know what I'm saying? And then he goes around the market and he sees these people, he takes them, he brings them to the field, and they start working, and he agrees that he's gonna pay them this amount. And then he goes again around, you know, 12, he does the same thing, he goes around, you know, 3, he does the same thing, he goes around 5, he does the same thing, and then he goes around, you know, 6, 7, and then he still finds people, and then he brings in these people. He brings in these people into the field to work, and what happened is that some of them is like they only work like for an hour. Some people only work for an hour. Other people started in the morning working, sweating. But what happened is that it's obvious that when people they were working, they saw other people coming late and started working. And in their hearts, they had that, you know, expectation to say, you know, we're going to get more paid than these guys. You know what I'm saying? And the time came when they had to knock out and they had to be paid. And they expected this amount, so much amount. But they were given an amount that, you know, was agreed on. But also when they saw now these people who came late being given the same amount, they started complaining, you know. And then on was like, you know, but I haven't done anything wrong. You know what I'm saying? I've given you the amount that I've agreed with you that I will give you after your work hours. And if I decide with my money to be gracious to these people, then I do as I want because it's my money. But the question is, to be honest, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do with this one? And I want to tell you something. The people, you need to understand, the people that came late, he found them in the market around 5. It was late. But you need to understand, though he found them in the market around 5, but you need to understand that those people didn't get to the market around 5. Those people, they got to the market, you know what, around 7-6 in the morning, like the other guys. But guess what? These guys, they were so patient. Even when it seems like it was becoming late, even when they saw it was becoming late, but they were so patient. You know what I'm saying? When everyone was gone, but they still waited, they still had faith. You know what I'm saying? And that's actually the thing, you know, as Christians, is that even when things, they seem late, even when hours have actually went by, but we can't give up, we still need to know that God can never forsake us. God can never fail us. And I think that's actually the beauty of it, is that these people, they had so much faith. Even when it started becoming dark, people, they were done working, you know, going home. They're not even employed yet, but they still believe that something greater can happen. And when you have that much faith in the Lord, God is really pleased.
Okay, guys, my favorite parable is the parable that is in Matthew 13, the parable of the sower. It's from Matthew 13. I'm going to read majority of it. I'll tell you where I stop. So let me start with verse 1. Matthew 13 verse 1 says, "That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such loud crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it. While all the people stood on the shore, then he told many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they were withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil. we had produced a crop of 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. That was the parable 9 verse 10. The disciples came to him. They asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, 'You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving.' For this people's hearts had become closed. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means." So now, starting from verse 19, this is what the parable meant. This is my favorite part of it. So Matthew 13 verse 19 says, "When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their hearts. This is the seed sown along the path." Verse 20, "The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. Verse 21, "But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away." Verse 22, "The seed falling amongst the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears and understands the word. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown." It goes on when you read further on, because that passage that I just read now, that was verse 1 to verse 23. That's about the parable of the sower. It goes on to the parable of the weeds, which works hand in hand. I'm just going to touch on it, but not going to explain much of it. So it says, verse 24, "Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed seeds among the wheat and went away. And when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, 'Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weed come from?' 28, an enemy did this, he replied. The servant asked him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them out?' Verse 29, 'No,' he answered, 'because while you're pulling the weeds, you may uproot the weeds that come with them. Let's both grow together until the harvest, and that time I will tell the harvesters, with first collect the weeds and tie them up in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Okay, so basically this is my favorite one. This is the parable of the wheat, simply because it starts off, the kingdom of God is like a man who sows good seed in a field. So there's good seeds in the field, but now there's an enemy that puts weeds in the field. Now, you know, weeds kill the seeds, you know, it kills them. The owner's servant came and asked him, "Sir, don't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" So haven't you noticed in life, a lot of people question God, saying, "Why is this happening? Why does this happen? Why was that? Why did you do this? Why did you do that?" A lot of people question, but don't understand. Owner replied, saying, "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Don't you want us to go and pull them up?" So if you look at it, if you pull the weeds out, what happens is the whole plant or whatever that's growing will come out with it from the root. So the servant answers, "No, because while you're pulling the weeds, you may uproot the weeds with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. When I read that, let both grow together with the harvest, it makes me picture, I don't know if you'd understand, but it makes me picture, personally, it makes me picture forgiveness, mercy. Let them grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. So basically, the let's grow together is giving a chance to grow. If you look at it in human terms, you can get both a guy that is, you can get someone that's bad seed, and you can get someone that's good seed. Someone that's in for the bad stuff, someone that's in for the good stuff. So if you get this concept of the bad person and the good person. Now that bad person is growing with the good person, but then the servant asks, can't we just eliminate this bad person and let the good person only? But now what is being said here is that no, let them grow together. And what I picture is them growing together is giving the bad guy to change his ways. Yeah, so then there will be more good guys, you know. I don't know if it makes sense, but that's how I picture it mostly. Yeah, when with the previous parable I read about the seeds and all that, my question at the end of what I'm talking about now is, what kind of seed are you? Are you the seed growing on the path? Are you the seed growing on the rocky places? Are you the seed growing by shallow soil, when the sun comes it scorches it? Are you the seed that falls among thorns and that, or are you the good seed that grows and multiplies? And I see you're the only person who can determine what kind of seed you are, because you as a person can only change. You can change yourself with the help of God. No one can force you to change. It has to be a decision from you. So what kind of seed are you? Are you going to be that seed that dies? Are you going to be that seed that gets burnt by the sun? Or are you going to be that seed that prospers, that whatever they do prospers? So I encourage you to choose the seed that's prosperous, because that's what Jesus has called us to be. And if you look at it in another concept, what kind of seed are you bringing out? What kind of people are you talking to? Are you talking to people that the word will just vanish quickly? Or are you talking to people that's they good soil? So don't get discouraged when evangelizing, because there are different kinds of people. As long as the seed is sown, let God do the growing. That's what I'm going to end with. Thank you. Let me hand over to Lwando now.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 1. You can stream Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
Yes, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a moment. It's never too late for God. You can pray this prayer. Say, dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Please, Lord, live in me as I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you are the Son of God. You died, you were raised from the dead, taken to heaven, and right now you are seated at the right hand of the Father interceding for me. Amen. Don't forget to visit our website, www.activefm.co.za, our Facebook page, /@activefm777, our Instagram page @activefm777, our Twitter @activefm. God bless you.
I hope you had a great, awesome revelation today of our favorite parables. Yeah, Lwando's favorite parable is very interesting and deep too. So anyways, if you want to come in contact with us, you can catch us on Facebook, ActiveFM. You can catch us on Instagram, ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter, ActiveFM. You can catch us on TikTok at ActiveFM. Yeah, just share your thoughts and yeah, we'll get back to you. Thank you.
ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.